Ministry of Education and Culture, Listening Comprehension, Pan-Cyprian Exams, May the 25th, 2009, Class C, Ennio Ligio. You are going to listen to the passage twice. You may begin doing the exercises while listening. Heaven in a Glass. You are going to listen to the wine expert Adam Smith, who works on the ship Azura, talking to Kim Jones about his great passions and his life's little pleasures. This is the first listening. Familiarize yourselves with exercises A and B on page 1. Read the instructions carefully and go through the questions. You have 2 minutes. Now, listen to the whole passage.
Mr. Smith, how did you become interested in wine?
Well, Kim, I was at Edinburgh University. I was 20, and there was a free wine tasting at a local wine bar, and the manager offered me a taste of a white wine. It was a simple bottle, but the effect was electrifying. I had a girlfriend at the time, and every Saturday I would go to the tasting, buy some wine, and go to a local restaurant. Then I started mixing food and wine to share with this girl. 15 years later, we are married with 2 children.
Many people must think you have the dream job. Do you enjoy it?
I love it. It's thrilling to share something of such profound pleasure with so many people and to have the privilege of their trust. When I recommend a wine and then it sells out nationwide, I have to pinch myself. Plus, I'm working with some of the world's greatest chefs.
Do you have a favorite wine or does it change annually?
It changes daily. I love value, but also complexity. I like the wine that keeps me guessing. It really depends on what food I'm eating. So, For example, if I'm eating sausages with pulses, I might go for a French red wine.
Away from work, what are your favorite things to do?
Oh, I enjoy nature, and I'm a huge fan of the British countryside. But I also adore traveling. It's the best way to broaden the mind. Think of the people you meet, the new smells and flavors, the different light of the sun around the world. Living in the countryside or on the high seas with a dose of wildlife, my wife and kids around, and I'm the happiest man on the planet.
Have you traveled the world a great deal then?
I'm very lucky to be traveling all the time. Last year, I spent nearly 5 months filming in South America for a new wine series called Cheers from Chile. I was also working for 2 weeks in South Africa, which is now producing more modern stylish wines. I went cage diving with great white sharks there, which was terrific. But the place I have returned to every year since I was 19 is Greece. It's my favorite part of the world, and I have never been to the same place twice. Unspoiled Greece is unbeatable. The oceans, the islands, the huge number of secret local grape varieties produces some truly world-class wine. The simple but fantastic organic cooking. Just bliss.
Do you bring wine home with you from your travels?
Oh, always. I buy an awful lot of wine and open as many curious bottles as I can when I have friends or family around. Wine is there to be shared. I have many varieties in my cellar.
As a wine expert who also likes good food, do you ever think of it when deciding where to go for a holiday?
Definitely. I love exploring the food and drink of a country as much as the place and the people. And it needn't necessarily be wine. Think of the tea in India and China, the coffee of Africa, the Sula of Cyprus, the aromatic ingredients of Thailand. All these have depth of culture, a wealth of history behind them, and are a journey in themselves.
Do exercises A and B. You have 2 minutes. This is the end of the first listening. This is the second listening. You are going to listen to the whole passage for the last time. Look at page 2. Read the instructions and look at exercise C. You have 2 minutes. Now, listen to the whole passage.
Mr. Smith, how did you become interested in wine?
Well, Kim, I was at Edinburgh University. I was 20, and there was a free wine tasting at a local wine bar, and the manager offered me a taste of a white wine. It was a simple bottle, but the effect was electrifying. I had a girlfriend at the time, and every Saturday I would go to the tasting, buy some wine, and go to a local restaurant. Then I started mixing food and wine to share with this girl. 15 years later, we are married with 2 children.
Many people must think you have the dream job. Do you enjoy it?
I love it. It's thrilling to share something of such profound pleasure with so many people and to have the privilege of their trust. When I recommend a wine and then it sells out nationwide, I have to pinch myself. Plus, I'm working with some of the world's greatest chefs.
Do you have a favorite wine or does it change annually?
It changes daily. I love value, but also complexity. I like the wine that keeps me guessing. It really depends on what food I'm eating. So, if I'm eating sausages with pulses, I might go for a French red wine.
Away from work, what are your favorite things to do?
Oh, I enjoy nature. And I'm a huge fan of the British countryside, but I also adore traveling. It's the best way to broaden the mind. Think of the people you meet, the new smells and flavors, the different light of the sun around the world. Living in the countryside or on the high seas with a dose of wildlife, my wife and kids around, and I'm the happiest man on the planet.
Have you traveled the world a great deal then?
I'm very lucky to be traveling all the time. Last year, I spent nearly 5 months filming in South America for a new wine series called Cheers from Chile. I was also working for 2 weeks in South Africa, which is now producing more modern stylish wines. I went cage diving with great white sharks there, which was terrific. But the place I have returned to every year since I was 19 is Greece. It's my favorite part of the world, and I have never been to the same place twice. Unspoiled Greece is unbeatable. The oceans, the islands, the huge number of secret local grape varieties produces some truly world-class wine, the simple but fantastic organic cooking, just bliss.
Do you bring wine home with you from your travels?
Oh, always. I buy an awful lot of wine and open as many curious bottles as I can when I have friends or family around. Wine is there to be shared. I have many varieties in my cellar.
As a wine expert who also likes good food, do you ever think of it when deciding where to go for a holiday?
Definitely. I love exploring the food and drink of a country as much as the place and the people. And it needn't necessarily be wine. Think of the tea in India and China, the coffee of Africa, the souvla of Cyprus, the aromatic ingredients of Thailand. All these have depth of culture, a wealth of history behind them, and are a journey in themselves.
Do exercise C. You have 2 minutes. This is the end of the second listening. You have 2 minutes to check your answers on pages 1 and 2. Pens down, please. The listening examination is over.